Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, December 12th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I'm recording this one from the NovaCare Complex, just got off the practice field as the Eagles prepare for the Raiders. And let me tell you this, if it is going to be anything like it was like at practice on Thursday, on Sunday, when the Eagles play, it is going to be the coldest game of the year. Green Bay was pretty cold, but let me tell you, it was windy on the practice field on Thursday. It was freezing. Like, everyone that was out there was talking about how cold it was. And man, oh man, for a game where the Eagles need the offense to play better, when they really need to try to get out of this funk they've been in, weather is going to play a factor on Sunday. You look at what the weather is going to be. It's going to be freezing temperatures. It's going to be 30 mile per hour wind gusts. And there could be snow. There could be snow. Now, it looks like it's going to be Sunday morning in the Philly area. It seems like the current forecast calls for the snow to be mostly done by 8 or 9 a.m., but that could change. The snow could get pushed back, and we could get close to 3 inches of snow, which would be, you know, definitely the most snow we've gotten so far this year. And I feel like we don't generally get much snow up here anymore. So weather on Sunday is going to be a factor for sure. Now, the good news is the Raiders struggle to score as is. So, you know, I don't think it's going to take, hopefully, many points to beat the Raiders. But, man, it is going to be cold on Sunday. And the Eagles got a taste of that on Thursday when they were out on the practice field. And not only was the weather a big story at practice on Thursday, we got two pieces of bad injury news for the Eagles. So let's get into the podcast. We got a lot to get into today. Obviously going to talk about those injuries. Jalen Hurts talked about kind of the rough patch he's going through right now, both in terms of his play and, let's be honest, like the focus around him. Jeffrey Lurie with a rare in-season comment about how things are going for the team. Got some positive stats for you about Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. And then we will, as I pledged, we are going to talk more about this Raiders matchup, look at the Raiders' weapons on the offensive side of the ball, and then their secondary back seven and, you know, what potential problems they might cause. Newsflash, it's not going to be many problems, hopefully. Although with the way the Eagles' offense has played recently, nothing should be taken for granted. So let's get right into it and first start with where we always do, with what is on the schedule for today. And today is Friday, which means we get our last Nick Sirianni press conference of the week. Nick Sirianni scheduled to speak to the media at 11:50. Practice begins at 12:35, and then at 1:45, the locker room opens up. So our last chance to hear from all the players this week, see what Nick has to say, potentially get an injury update, although Nick normally doesn't really give those anymore. But yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what he has to say later today. But a regular Friday after getting in really, I don't think the plane landed until like 8:30 in the morning on Tuesday. After not getting much sleep Monday night, having a bit of a different schedule Tuesday, Wednesday, they got back to normalcy on Thursday. And then today should feel like a normal day as well. So make sure you're tuned in to whatever social media app you like to tune into. And I'm sure there will be updates on what Nick has to say there. But if you're not able to do that, I'll have a daily pod for you tomorrow morning breaking down everything Nick had to say. So as I said before, there was some bad injury news on the practice field on Thursday as the Eagles offensive line was without two of their starters as both Landon Dickerson and Lane Johnson were not out on the practice field on Thursday. Now we know Lane Johnson is dealing with the injury, the foot injury that has kept him out for the past three games. But after he tweeted the eye emoji earlier in the week, it seemed like he was going to play on Sunday, but didn't participate in the walkthrough, which was an estimate to be fair. On Wednesday, wasn't on the practice field on Thursday, and at this point, it's looking like he might not play on Sunday. In fact, if I had to guess right now, I'd say he's probably not going to play. He hasn't played in three games, and he's not going to practice. So looks like they'll be without Lane Johnson, which is a big deal. I know earlier in the week, we previewed the Raiders defensive line versus the Eagles offensive line, and Max Crosby is the best player on the whole team. And the bad news is, not only is he an edge, right? So the tackles are going to have to deal with him. He plays on one side. He plays on the left side, which means he'll be going up against the right tackle. And when Lane Johnson was going to be out there, obviously hadn't played for a few games, but you felt good about him being able to handle that. Now that's Fred Johnson, and that's a really tough matchup. Max Crosby is very good. He's having a very good year this year. He has 50 plus pressures already this year. And so they're going to have to help Fred Johnson out over there. And to make matters even more complicated, it looks like Landon might not be out there. Landon was a limited participant in practice on Wednesday. Again, that's a walkthrough, which was an estimate, but not out there at all on Thursday. Now, I think there's a shot he's out on the practice field today. It wouldn't completely surprise me if he played on Sunday. This could just be them kind of, you know, giving him some time off, not making him test that injured calf muscle. But if it's not him, it'll be Brett Toth. The Raiders don't have any good players really on that defensive line besides Max Crosby. That's especially true of their interior defensive tackles. But I think the downside of losing Landon would be they've finally tried to get some continuity going. I mean, the left side of the offensive line with Mailata and Landon has played, 95% of the snaps together over the past 6-7 games. So, like, they finally started to get some going. And so Landon not being out there would definitely be a blow. Also, I think Mailata said this, like, they think Brett Toth is a better center than a guard. And so having him at guard, I think, would it'd be tough. Now, again, the opponent is bad. The defensive line is bad, so you would hope it wouldn't impact them too much. They're not going up against a great defensive line here. But anytime you're missing two of your five starters and one of those starters is scheduled to go up against the best player on the other team, that certainly is not a good thing. So if they don't have Lane, it'll be really key to see how they help Fred Johnson out and then just overall how the offensive line is able to play without Landon or Lane out there. Okay, next up, wanted to update you guys on where the book drive is at. I'm, of course, working with Treehouse Books this year, a local nonprofit based in North Philadelphia, right by Temple's campus, that I heard about in college and have been able to work with the last few years. As you know, if you listen to the Daily Pod, I'm trying to raise money this year to help them get more books into the hands of local kids. Unfortunately, some areas of the city, are underserved when it comes to getting books and having the proper equipment in schools and stuff like that. And Treehouse Books works to get more kids access to books so that early in life they can fall in love with reading, they can be on the correct reading level, and they do an awesome job with that. So this year, I always feel so blessed to say it every time, we are over $15,000 in donations from you guys. Just truly an absurdly generous number. We had $23,000 raised over the past 3 years heading into this season. So much good you guys have made happen. And look, we got four games left in the season, plus who knows, maybe four more in the playoffs. So I still think plenty of time to go out and hopefully raise some more money. Now, I've said throughout the season that you can win a Zach Bond signed football, and you still can. The details on how to do that are in the podcast description. But the good news is the t-shirt that I've been teasing, I think, is actually almost here. Like, I've never ordered a piece of art like this. I underestimated how long it took, but perfection takes a while. And Duane Soraya, who does an unbelievable job, has been working on it. I saw the final draft of it earlier this week. I think it's so cool. Like, I love it. So I'm excited for you guys to see it. If you make a donation, you can get that t-shirt as well. So check out the podcast description that has the link on how to do it. All the details are in there. And hopefully we can raise some more money for a good cause. Eagles fans, always doing good. I've interacted with Eagles fans for my whole life, but as a professional, like 15 plus years, and you guys always answer the bell when it comes to helping out. So thank you to everybody that has donated, and hopefully we can keep this thing going. Okay, let's get into some of the news of the day, some of the things people are talking about. And obviously, for better or worse, there's been a lot of Jalen Hurts discussion this week. And we're not going to do the Jalen Hurts discussion on this pod. I've done it a ton already. I did it with Brandon Lee Gowen, which you should check out. I did it with our buddy James. I've done it in WIP. I've done it on the dailies. You know where I stand on the Jalen Hurts thing. I would not bench Jalen. He's not playing well, but I would not bench Jalen. I think the question is fair because he's not playing well, but I would not bench Jalen. But regardless, Jalen was asked during his press conference this week about dealing with criticism, essentially, and like going through a funk and not playing well. And I thought his answer was really, really good on it. So here's Jalen Hurts talking about, struggles in his career and outside noise and that type of stuff.
I'm going to say for whatever reason, I think that's a part of the game. You know, success or greatness, those things aren't linear. You have your ups, you have your downs, but it's about how you respond to it. And I think about that. I mean, it's nothing new that I haven't faced before. It's a matter of responding to it. And I got a lot of confidence how we respond. I got a lot of confidence how it'll go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Say what you will about Jalen. He's struggled at times this year, had a lot of turnovers in this past game. I definitely think, as all players do, he has limitations to his game, and at times that hurts the Eagles. But answers like that are why I still think this guy has a very, very bright future as a franchise quarterback of this team. It takes a certain type of person to wear the crown of being the Eagles franchise quarterback. Not everyone is built for it. We have seen people come through the NovaCare complex and not be able to handle the pressure of being the Eagles quarterback. And this is why when we talk about the Tanner McKee thing, I'm not saying Tanner could or couldn't handle it, but I know Jalen is uniquely qualified to wear the crown of the top dog of the top team in a top sports city. It is not easy to do, especially at a young age, which he is. All athletes, you know, in a way are at a young age because he's in like their mid-20s. But Jalen's still, what, 26? Like, and he has millions of people talking about him every week. And I think his ability to deal with that criticism is really impressive. So he's right. Success is not linear. In 2022, he was outstanding. In 2023, he took a step back. In 2024, he won the Super Bowl. And so far in 2025, it's not been his year. It just hasn't been. He's not had a good year. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to be like that the rest of the year. Doesn't mean he can't turn it around. But I also think what it means is just because he has a bad 2025 doesn't mean 2026 can't be a good season. So I do think he handles this the right way. I think he has a good mindset for it. And as, you know, our good buddy James likes to say, athletes are humans too. And a lot of success at the quarterback position is from the shoulder up. And I think Jalen does a really good job handling everything. He never throws anybody under the bus at the podium, or very rarely, I should say. He always takes accountability, and I think he wears the crown well as the franchise quarterback in the city. So in a week that's definitely probably been tough for Jalen, or maybe it's not because he's probably not reading any of it, but in a week where a lot of people have talked about Jalen, I thought his answer on that was really good. Okay, so Michael Silver of The Athletic, national reporter, been on the scene for a long time. He has been around the Eagles recently. I think he was at the facility 2 weeks ago, and he was at the game at Monday night in Los Angeles. And, you know, I don't know how he got Jeffrey Lurie. It sounds like Lurie was in the locker room, and he just talked to him, and props to him for that. But we got a rare in-season comment from Jeffrey Lurie about the team. It just doesn't really happen very often. So – Michael Silva wrote a column, and again on The Athletic, about how the Eagles are insisting it's not 2023, but it certainly feels like it. And he has quotes in there from different players saying it's different from 2023. We've played Mailata saying it's different from 2023. So, you know, it's not new that the players are feeling this way, but getting Jeffrey's opinion on it is really interesting. So Michael Silva asked Jeffrey Lurie, I guess if this reminds him of 2023, and while I don't have the audio of it, I do have what Jeffrey Lurie said in the article. So Jeffrey Lurie says, quote, "I have zero concern." So let me start this over because I'll just read what he wrote. Quote, "I have zero concern," Lurie said as he stood near DeJean's locker Monday night, shaking off the sting of a third consecutive defeat. "We had a lot of turnovers, but some of them were flukes. Does it feel like 2023? Nothing like it," Lurie insisted. "Absolute opposite. We have a Super Bowl defense and a great special teams. Our offense will get it going. I'm not worried at all," end quote. So that's strong words from Jeffrey. And I think people in the building do feel that way, just from being in the building every day, doing the shows I do with the players, talking to the players in the locker room, getting opportunities to talk to the coaches. I've never once sensed that they feel like the outcome of this season is going to be like 2023. Now, there will be a lot of years in the future that don't end in a Super Bowl run, and there will be years where they start off well and they cool off, and maybe they win a playoff game or they don't. But that doesn't mean it is 2023. I think if this season doesn't pan out, it won't be because of the same reasons it did in 2023. In 2023, they switched coaches and the defense was a complete disaster on the remainder of the year. I think they were still a relatively young team. They'd really only been together 2 full years prior to 2023. Now they've been together 4 full years. I think the turnovers were a problem in 2023 all year. They've really only been a problem these past 3 games. But if that continues, and yeah, that would be a common trend with 2023. But hearing Jeffrey say he has no worries, and specifically saying Super Bowl defense and a great special, excuse me, and saying a great Super Bowl defense and a great special teams, very noteworthy. And our offense will get it going. I'm not worried at all. That could just be a bit of a throwaway comment, but I also think it shows he does have some confidence still in Sirianni and Petullo and Jalen and, you know, Saquon, if you want to include that. Like, I think a very positive Lurie is noteworthy after a game like that, right? Like, how does Jerry Jones respond after that? I know he talks after every game, but Jeffrey threw full support behind the team and said it's nothing like 2023. So I think that's very noteworthy coming from the owner of the team and certainly someone that's going to have a lot of say as to what this offseason looks like. So Jeffrey Lurie on 2023, not worried at all. Okay, next up, I got some positive stats here that I saw. And we talk a lot about how good Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean are. And I thought Cooper was especially good on Monday night against the Chargers, made some big time plays down the field. But Quinyon, I think, has almost flown under the radar this year with how good he's been. Now, he's had games where he wasn't great, you know, like the defense, he's had a little bit of ups and downs, but he's mostly been outstanding. And I think that what's so impressive about what he's done this year is he has gone from somebody as a rookie that played on one side of the ball the entire time to wearing so many different hats now. He follows with guys. He does different things on the perimeter. He travels from side to side. Like, he's had so much more responsibility on his plate. So I asked Vic Fangio about what he has seen from Quinyon this year, and here is what Vic had to say.
Quinyon, been moving, you know, side to side this year, has a lot more on his plate and has still turned in a good season. What's really impressed you about him this year?
Well, it's just really from the day one, even last year and this year, for a young guy, his professionalism, his dedication to his craft, wanting to learn, wanting to be prepared, wanting to do a good job, very prideful, all of that.
Yeah, I think professional really is the perfect word to describe Quinyon. He is just like a professional football player. He shows up to work, he works hard, he plays well, and he goes home, right? Like, it is not, like, Quinyon is not in this to be famous, or Quinyon is not in this to live the lifestyle of a cornerback. Quinyon is in this because he is a professional athlete. Like, he is a true, like, lunch pail, show up to work, go home guy. And he's elite. So these numbers are following week 14 when he allowed 0 catches on 3 targets. Among NFL cornerbacks, he is first in catch rate allowed, first in tight windows forced, first in average target separation, tied for first in fewest passing touchdowns allowed, second in yards after catch per reception allowed, third in passer rating allowed, fourth in forced incompletions, tied fourth in passes defense. under any metric, basically, he's been a top five corner this year. And he's done that traveling against the top guy in most games and playing against some really good offenses. Like, he's gone up against Detroit, who has good receivers and a good quarterback. He's gone up against the Rams, who have good receivers and a good quarterback. Like, the Chargers are, you know, fairly decent, I would say, on offense. So, outstanding year for Quinyon Mitchell. Just unbelievable. And man, oh man, he's going to get paid in a year. Right now, he might not be enjoying that NFL life. Obviously, he has millions of dollars as a first-round pick. But still, like, this guy is going to be one of the best corners in the NFL for a really long time. And he's not going anywhere. The Eagles will pay this guy as much as it takes to keep him around, because he's a true, true success story for this team. And he's one of the reasons the defense is a unit to believe in, and why Jeffrey Lurie said, like, a Super Bowl caliber defense. So, Quinyon, outstanding year. Cooper DeJean also having a great year. And Vic Fangio talked about the importance of having him in the middle of the field, the importance of having him at nickel, and how good he's played. So here's what Vic Fangio had to say about Cooper DeJean.
What kind of luxury is it to have Cooper inside against a great route runner and kind of have that ability to match up with that?
Yeah, it's real important. That's why we like to keep him in there. You know, obviously, when we're in base, he plays corner. You know, so that tells you we think he's one of our two best corners. And a nickel, we put him at the nickel spot because he plays that very, very well, and it's an important position.
Yeah, so he plays that very, very well, and it's important. It's an important position. And you know Vic feels that way because he has kept Cooper at that position. He has at times tried to put him on the outside in game, really just that one Cowboys game where he struggled. But they have kept Cooper on the inside. And also shout out to Adoree Jackson, who's been playing much, much better. But here are some stats on Cooper DeJean. These are according to Pro Football Focus. First in PFF run defensive grade, first in PFF coverage grade, first in passer rating allowed, tied first in fewest passing touchdowns allowed, second in yards allowed per coverage snap, second in missed tackle percentage, tied second in tackles for a loss for no gain, third in forced incompletion percentage, fourth in solo tackles. These are amongst corner, like nickel corners, right? Absolutely one of the best nickel corners in the NFL. And think about that. The Eagles successfully drafted a top five corner in Quinyon, arguably top two corner, and maybe the best nickel corner in the NFL in Cooper DeJean, like 30 picks apart in the same draft. Really a just unbelievable success story for this organization. And as you look forward to the rest of the season and think, where can, you know, can this team turn it around? Can they get back on the right track? Can they go to the Super Bowl? Quinyon and Cooper are a major, major reason to think that they can do it. So in a week that's been rough, in a week where the offense is, you know, getting ripped and all that, definitely worth highlighting that Quinyon and Cooper were outstanding on Monday night and really have been outstanding all year. And they're going to need them. Well, I take that back. They're going to have an easy matchup this upcoming Sunday. I should say they're going to need them to be great. And they might need them to score a touchdown with the way the offense is struggling and the way this wind is going to be howling. But on the other side, we're going to talk about the Raiders' weapons, or lack thereof, versus the Eagles' secondary, and take a look at the Raiders' secondary and how the Eagles might be able to throw the ball against them. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Americans told Washington what they want. Lower costs. Yet Brandon Carr's FCC is considering a merger between TV station giants Nexstar and Tegna. If approved, millions of Americans will pay even more to watch TV. They'll pay more to watch the news, entertain their kids, or cheer on their favorite team. Thankfully, President Trump knows what Americans want, and President Trump can stop this. Brandon Carr needs to reject the Nexstar-Tegna merger and protect Americans from higher TV bills. Paid for by Keep It Local Media.
Okay. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Okay, who is ready to talk about what might be the worst collection of skill players in football on the Las Vegas Raiders? And to make matters worse, depending how you look at it, they're going to be starting Kenny Pickett on Sunday. It looks like Kenny Pickett is going to be out there for the Raiders on Sunday against the Eagles. And, you know, Kenny Pickett, it's an interesting matchup for the Eagles. On one hand, they know everything about him. They got him in the building last year. They coached him up. Like, they've been around him. The flip side is he knows their defense, right? Like, he practiced against Vic Fangio's defense a lot. He knows what Vic likes to do against certain looks. And the good news is, I don't know if Kenny Pickett has, like, elite ability. I think, actually, Kenny Pickett does not have elite ability. But there is an interesting part of facing Kenny in the way that he's not played much this year. When he's played in limited snaps, he's played well. Geno Smith was not playing well this year. You look at Geno's numbers, 16 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, and an 84.5 passer rating. So he had been turning the ball over quite a bit. They were one of the worst passing offenses in the NFL and likely will continue to be. But heading into the game, they're 28th in the NFL in passing yards allowed per attempt at just a little over 5 yards per attempt. So they have been awful with Geno Smith. I think the tough part about it being Kenny is there's just a bit of an unknown in how the Raiders will use him. Like, they're aware of him as a player and they know him well, but you don't know how the Raiders are going to change what they do based off having Kenny Pickett in there. Also, like, Kenny can move. Kenny played well last year when he got in there. Now, it was for an offense that was operating at a pretty high level. Obviously, the running game was going well. Like, talented offensive line last year. The receivers were great. He played against a team in Dallas that really had nothing to play for. But when he played against Washington in a game that mattered, he did have a crucial turnover. So, look, Kenny Pickett is not a quarterback that should be tearing up this Eagles defense. They just went up against Justin Herbert, held him to 19 or 22 points, including overtime. And I think Kenny Pickett is a very winnable matchup for them. Now, to make matters even better for this, they truly don't have any weapons. You look at their receivers, and it's just like a who's who of who you don't have to worry about. Trey Tucker, Dante Thornton, Tyler Lockett, Jack Back, I believe is how you pronounce his name, and just nobody's put up good numbers. Trey Tucker is 46 catches. He's leading the team in catches among receivers, just under 600 yards, 5 touchdowns. Tyler Lockett, longtime veteran, hasn't really played, 16 catches, 191 yards, just under 12 yards per catch. The real receiving threat amongst the Raiders is Brock Bowers. 73 targets, 53 catches, 619 yards, 6 touchdowns, just under 12 yards per catch. He makes difficult catches. He's an elite receiving tight end. So that'll be the key in stopping the Raiders' passing game. It's not going to be about these receivers. Like Quinyon, Cooper DeJean, Adoree Jackson, they should be able to lock up these guys. They should not be losing one-on-one to them down the field, like, at all, right? Like, these are matchups they should win. The key will be Brock Bowers and how they handle him. Like, I honestly might have Cooper DeJean just cover him. Like, unless he's on the outside, I might just put Cooper across from him. I think Cooper's physical enough. He's obviously a good enough cover corner to stick with Brock Bowers. I might just put Cooper across from him. But if it's Kenny Pickett out there, he can move around in the pocket. He can move a little bit. We saw that throughout his career. We saw it last year with the Eagles a little bit. So if guys aren't open, you do have to make sure you keep Kenny in the pocket, and he will turn the ball over. Like, he is a guy that turns the ball over. But, you know, I was walking to practice on Thursday with Jimmy Kemsky, our good friend Jimmy Kemsky of Philly Voice and of Go Birds Evenings, and he said, you know, Pickett's been on some bad teams mostly. Now, part of that's because of Kenny Pickett, but he has a 15-10 record. Like, he does win games. So, again, I'd rather face Geno Smith in this one just because Geno's played all year and played poorly, and you would know what to expect, and he hasn't been going well. So the Kenny Pickett thing's a bit of a wild card, but still think when you look at these passing options that they have, they should be able to handle this. Now, it's worth bringing up Ashton Jeanty. Obviously, their top 10 pick this year has not worked out for him. 191 attempts, 655 yards, 4 touchdowns, just 3.5 yards per attempt. They don't really throw the ball to him either. It's just been a disaster for them. And he's somebody that I think in 3 years we'll be talking about as could the Eagles take a chance on him as a former first-round pick that's now available that hasn't panned out. I mean, I don't think he is the player Saquon is by any stretch, but you do wonder if in 3 years he has, you know, future Eagle written all over him. So needless to say, I will give the advantage to the Eagles' pass defense against the Raiders' passing offense. All right, now let's talk about the Raiders' pass defense. But first, want to bring up Devin White. My guy Devin White has become my guy because I thought last year the fact he took all the reps in training camp and didn't get a chance to start was unfair. Obviously, it worked out. N'Kobe was awesome. Zach Bond was awesome. But it's become a thing on the afternoon show that Devin White's my guy. He's been awesome this year. 133 tackles, makes plays. Now, he's playing on a bad defense, and I get it, but happy to see him out there playing well. Now, in terms of the back four or back five, not a ton of talent. Darian Porter, Kai Blue Kelly, Eric Stokes, the former Packer. Darnay Holmes is their nickel corner. Darian Porter will travel to both sides but plays more on the right. You wonder if, you know, he'll travel with AJ. But these are definitely winnable matchups that they have against for AJ, for Devontae, even for Jahan Dotson. And then their secondaries, their safeties, Isaiah Pola Mayo. You know, he's fine. And Jeremy Chin, former Washington player, former Carolina player. I don't know. It just feels like a name we have heard a lot. And Jamal Adams, former Jet that was a Seahawk. He plays 41% of the snaps. He lines up at linebacker and safety. So they get a little creative with him. You know, a player to keep an eye on, not a Derwin James caliber of player, but similar in terms of, you know, moving all around and doing different things. He won't go up on the line and play cover corner the way Derwin James will. But yeah, just not a lot of talent in that back secondary. And it's backed up by the fact that they're 22nd in the league in passing yards per attempt. And part of that is because they don't get a lot of pressure, and that makes life hard on the secondary. But definitely a matchup the Eagles should win. You know, it's only like, again, AJ should beat Darian Porter. He should beat Eric Stokes. Devontae should win this. Like, this is not a compelling matchup. The Eagles should be able to pass the ball on the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, again, as I started the pod with, this wind on Sunday is going to be an issue. Like, it's going to be cold. And I can, you know, say I'm tired of hearing about the wind, but it is what it is. It's going to be frigid on the field and windy. So a tough thing is the Raiders are actually pretty good at stopping the run. So something to keep an eye on in this game. If they have to throw the ball, they have the matchups to do it. But it's a, you know, you wonder if the wind could hurt them there. But either way, I think the Eagles have the matchup advantage in both of these. And guess what? They should beat the 2-11 Raiders, who are the worst team in the NFL. Should be a win. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.